Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. This is one of those, this is the day when I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, things that I've got on my mind that I want to talk about, just the two of us. And today I want to talk about business ownership a little bit. You know, the economy is rocking and rolling and things are going pretty well, and consequently, increasingly, you're more likely to see a starry-eyed human wandering around babbling on about becoming a business owner. Well, when you probe for the object of this person's entrepreneurial infatuation, you'll ask the right questions: who, what, when, where, and those kinds of things. And finally, you'll come to the most important question. Why do you want to be a business owner? When somebody asks you, somebody tells you they're going to become a business owner, you're going to obviously say, oh, what are you going to sell? Where are you going to sell it? How much are you going to sell it for? Blah, 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 all that stuff, right? But somebody should be asking them this question: why do you want to be a business owner? Why have you decided to do this? This is an important question. A lot of people answer those other questions, but they don't answer the why for themselves. And unfortunately, answering the last question creates what I call the myths of small business ownership. And there are many of them. There are many myths, but I've got four that I call the prominent ones. The first myth of small business ownership is, when I'm an owner, I'll be the boss. I'll be my own boss. Small business owners, how many times have you said it? Did you say that to yourself, right? Well, that's right. You won't have an employer telling you what to do like you do when you were an employee. But you'll trade that one boss, and this is the myth busting. You'll trade that one boss for many others. Your customers will boss you around. Your landlord will boss you around. Your banker will boss you around. The IRS and government regulators, they will boss you around. But here's the one that will shock you. You won't believe me until you get there. You will not believe me. You'll think I'm lying or pulling your leg or crazy or uninformed or something when I tell you that sometimes you will even be bossed around by your employees. Even your employees will jerk your chain sometimes. Modern management is more about inspiring, leading, and serving than bossing. In a small business, everyone must wear several hats, and the dominator model management of management doesn't work well in the 21st century environment of multitasking. Everybody has to do a lot of different things. So try to avoid the bossing thing if you can for yourself. But just remember that you answer to a lot of people. If you're thinking about starting a business and you want to get rid of your boss, and that's the reason why you want to start a business, well, just remember that you won't have one person to tell you what to do. You'll have many people. And those of you who've been around a while know what I'm talking about. Second myth is, when I own my own small business, I won't have to work as hard as I do now. Well, that's actually true. You won't have to work as hard as you do now. You'll actually have to work harder. Ramona Arnett, the CEO of Ramona Enterprises, said it best one time. She said, owning a business means working 80 hours a week, so you can avoid working 40 hours for someone else. It's true, isn't it? Someone else said that I'm down to working half days now, and I can work which 12 hours I want. I like that one. The irony is that you'll actually want to work harder when you understand everything in your business. When you determine, when you discover that everything in your business belongs to you, you'll want to work harder. Even the irritating, frustrating, frightening challenges will take on a new perspective when you realize that you also own the opportunity you turn those challenges into. You'll turn the lights on in the morning, and you'll turn the lights off in the evening, not because you want to work more, but because you won't want to miss any part of your entrepreneurial dream coming true. You'll actually not want to leave. There will be times when you'll love it so much. People will leave on Friday afternoon. Your employees will leave Friday afternoon, and things get quiet, and the next thing you know, it's 9 o'clock Friday night, when you would never have stayed that late as an employee. But now that it's your own business, Friday nights actually can be kind of fun. Myth number three, when I own my own business, I can take a day off whenever I want. Well, maybe. However, you might find that your business has such a compelling attraction that you won't want to take any time off. That's what I was talking about. Indeed, it's more likely that whatever interests you had as an employee, your interests or your hobbies as an employee, will become jealous of your business. Myth number four, when I own my own business, I'll make a lot of money. Well, if the only reason you want to own a business is to get rich, you probably won't be a happy business owner. It's true, you actually could get rich. You could, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to be financially independent. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make some money and to make your own way and make a better life for your family. But it's more likely, the percentages are, it's more likely that you'll just make a living. Maybe a nice living, but that you'll just make a living. So if you want to get rich, if you absolutely, positively, your desire as a business owner is to get rich, well, the odds are not in favor of you getting rich. The odds are in favor of you doing well. But becoming, rich is another story. Being a successful business owner first means loving what you do. Pursuing wealth should be secondary. And ironically, I found that accomplishing wealth is actually more likely when it's the subordinate in the role. When you first are devoted to your business, regardless of the outcome, then I think that's when the wealth happens. That's been my experience. So for maximum small business success, don't fall prey to the myths of ownership. I'm Jim Blassing, and 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.